Alright, ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is it going?
Taste it.
That's really loud. Early peak.
Yeah. Welcome to Footprints in the Sandler.
This is the podcast where
we rank and review every Adam Sandler film. Special episode this week.
Special episode.
What are we doing, Michael?
Well,
sorry, my name's Lucky.
My name's Michael. I am the Michael that he was referring to.
Yeah.
For new listeners, old friends,
old
will know
and
us.
New. I mean, I hope that people don't just listen to this episode.
I hope people don't just tune in. For
just for this
one minute to be like, what is this like? And it's just like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, great. So it's a podcast about singing about Adam Sandler songs.
Yeah.
Delete. Let's hope not.
Unsubscribe. No, subscribe.
Yeah.
And like and rate and comment.
Yeah. The
all
opposite of doing the bad version of that.
Yeah. So what are we doing this week?
Well, we didn't watch
we didn't watch shit, man. So actually, what did we watch just then? Like five
minutes. We were watching
off.
Some Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, it's shit, man.
Yeah, it's no good.
As an Australian, I've never seen that film before, but every time I see someone that finds out I'm from Australia, they're like, well,
yeah.
I don't know what accent well, to
just,
do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I suppose,
yeah. I don't eat pound.
Yeah.
I love Crocodile Dundee, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, I've actually never seen it.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, have you seen Mad Max? And they're like, what?
Yeah.
No, I don't watch movies.
Have you seen Mad Mac?
Mad Maps. Did you say Mad Maps?
No, I said snay, I think.
That's a show about saying thanks in different languages.
So, yeah, this week we're doing a recap of our time.
Because we're coming towards the end. We've got one movie left on the OG list of actual Adam Sandler vehicles.
Grown Ups 2, a personal favorite of me and Michael's.
No.
It's the film that brought us together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's
maybe the quintessential.
It's the glue.
It's the glue in our friendship. But you could say it's like a kind of quintessential, like, Adam and the Boys type, like, piece of shit movie. Like,
yeah.
It's not a real movie. It's just them hanging out or whatever.
Well, save all those thoughts for next week, Michael, when we watch it.
Delete that from your ears.
Yeah, but still remain subscribed, please.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just thought maybe we would, like, go through some of our thoughts on the whole experience of this.
Say with some more enthusiasm. We're going to read the whole list.
We're going to go through every movie.
And be like, oh, what did you like? We're going to talk like this the whole time.
Yeah.
Did you like that one, Lucky? No, well, me neither. Okay, well, what about the next one? It was great. I loved it. Okay, great.
Number 34. Yeah, how many are there?
We got 30. Oh, my God, so many left to go.
You're like a salesman on, like, a TV channel.
Yeah.
I'm answering my eyes, Johnson. Like that guy.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, will we just start the list, or you want to, like, maybe talk for a bit more?
I think we'll use the list as our template.
Okay. So, we've watched 40 movies. 41, including Alpha and Bromega.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But we're going to start from the bottom.
Sure.
And then we'll slowly get better and better and better at this. Podcasting and also the content that we watched and that, you know. Anyway.
Right, got you. The movies we'll get. Yeah, because it's
ranked
in order of goodness.
Yeah. So
for various different reasons. Like they don't always follow the same. We don't have a rigid criteria. It's sort of like Uncut Gems is maybe a better movie than The Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be like, let's all gather around as a family and watch Uncut Gems.
No.
It starts with a colonoscopy.
Yeah, especially Adams.
Yeah, exactly.
Although if he did put out a movie, right, he's talked about, you know, I'm not getting the Oscar for Uncut Gems. I'm going to make the worst movie I've ever made. What if he just released, like, DVD footage of his colonoscopy.
Oh my god.
Adam Sandler in up the bum, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Up my bum. And it's just him.
Yeah.
Would you watch it?
This must be where I pee pee boo boo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'd have to watch it, right?
Yeah. Nobody else would have to watch it.
There may be, you know, our couple of fans that we have, like, you know, the three fans that listen every week. They would have to listen to it. That's the thing.
True, yeah.
Anyway, number 40.
What's right at the bottom?
Going Overboard.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. So we only watched this, like, couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and it was Bailey.
It's fucking shit.
Yeah,
it's not a movie. I mean, it is a, it's just bad.
Yeah, it wasn't.
There's not much I can say about it. It's like unwatchable. That's what you said,
because it's like something like a bunch of, like, if people are at like film college or film school or whatever, or like, I don't know, just it's just like if some kids got act, like the equivalent now is like if you go on YouTube and some like children have made a 2-hour movie, like, shot on their phones or whatever, like, this is us learning how to use, like, the Apple's, like,
iMovie maker, or whatever.
You could do it.
Yeah, you could make a better film than this.
Well, yeah, true. You could.
It can't get much worse.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's pretty bad. I didn't enjoy it. You didn't enjoy it.
I fucking hated it. It has fucking,
what's his name from Rocky in it? He's so greasy.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Any standout bits in that film? You said in the pod that it was when he was talking about why would you want to be a stand-up comedian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he has that whole monologue that I can't remember any of, where he's like, it's so self-involved, like, so, like, you're just talking about how your dad was an alcoholic.
How bad your life is, yeah. Which I think is kind of how stand-up comedians do things, because, like, it turned out that Louis C.K., he is as gross as he says he is.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can hear that, Michael's just getting himself some chocolate. Let's, some notable things for that film, I think, is Billy Zane's in it.
Yeah.
And who's the other guy? Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah, briefly.
Like, literally, Billy Bob Thornton, I didn't realize he was in it. And then I'm just like, oh, that kind of looks like him. It's actually him. For no reason.
Yeah.
He doesn't add anything to it. He doesn't... Yeah, it's awful. Anyway, let's just move on to the next one. There's nothing to say more about
I
that
I think
film.
What you would say... We could go through every... For each movie, we could think of a reason to watch it or a reason to not watch it.
No. A reason to not watch it?
This one of the main reasons is that like, rock... music character has like the worst teeth I've ever seen.
That's true.
And you can't tell if it's like a joke or not.
Because we did watch it in like 240p or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's already, I think it's like shit quality anyway, because it's just like filmed on like 60mm or whatever.
I don't even know. Yeah. Which bad. I think like people still do. Like, I was talking to you about a film I watched a couple months ago called The House of the Devil.
Yeah, totally.
Which is like the 80s kind of throwback, but not being too 80s. It's not like Stranger Things when it's all in your face.
Mm.
Or a film that we're going to get to later on in the list. But it's, you know, filmed in 16mm for a reason, to give you this grainy kind of B-movie grindhouse kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is cool as fuck. But here it just doesn't work because that's all they had and it's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any reason... Any other notable scenes? I think that's it, right?
Yep.
Let's move on to number 39. The bane of my existence. I fucking hate
this
movie.
What was it?
Pixels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think this would get topped or bottomed for being the worst film. Yeah. But it was... Pixels, to me, is like everything not to do on a movie. Like,
really?
Yeah, I thought it was so bad. It's such like a high budget, and there's so many special effects and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have like actual big name actors, like Peter Dinklage.
Mm.
You know, was in up until quite recently the biggest show of all time, or biggest show at the time.
Yeah,
you know, Game of Thrones. Then you had Sean Bean.
Yeah,
from fucking Goldeneye.
Yeah.
Oh, and Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Yeah.
I'm alone. Aren't we all, James? I love that line.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then we had the woman from... Oh, well, I'm going to go straight into it. Things, reasons...
When was the last time you watched GoldenEye?
Like, maybe 6 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Why?
Well, Callan, my brother, friend of the pod,
yeah,
cast, listener...
From Halifax.
When we say the three listeners, he, yeah. I think hopefully he's one of them.
Yeah.
That's me. Not good.
Yeah.
You, if you're not listening, you dick.
Yeah.
He,
that's your fucking brother, man.
He messaged me. That's how cutthroat the podcast business is. He yeah. messaged me saying randomly, like, in that bit in GoldenEye when... He meets Jack Wade, you know, the, like, American, like, CIA type guy.
I think so.
He meets him in Moscow or whatever, but they don't know each other. So he goes up and he's like, he has to say, like, a code line or something.
Oh, yeah.
And a CIA guy is like, stiff-ass Brit or something like that. And then, like, Pierce Brosnan, like, pulls down his trousers and he has, like, a tattoo. And it says Muffy. And he's like, Muffy? And it's
fuck?
Just like, I can't remember the details.
I can't remember that bit.
He has like a line, like a code, you know, a spy code line. Like,
yeah.
In the West, it's something like, in the West, April is a spring month or something like that.
Yeah, I think.
Remember. If you had seen it 6 hours ago, you might have remembered, but 6 years.
I think it's about 6 years ago. I just remember being, like, watching it and just
you had watched it 6 minutes ago.
Yeah. Just being amazed by, like, the starting sequence when he's like... jumps off the end of the fucking the runway and
yeah.
he's just like skydiving down and then to yeah. go quicker he just kind of like boosts himself like
yeah totally yeah, yeah.
goes into the plane and then just yeah. like gets back in it and
yeah and it's like
yeah it's just him holding, yeah him holding the Yeah, oh man. Classic.
GoldenEye.
Me and Michael the other day, we actually hung out for the first time when we weren't podding.
Mm.
First time in a while we've actually yeah. just not like watched an Adam Sandler film. It was a weird experience.
No, it was.
Because I was like, this movie's too good. Put something shitter on. But we also just listened to a whole bunch of old Bond songs, trying to work out which yeah. is like a worse
True.
One. I
yeah.
think Die Another Day is the worst, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Mm.
It's like, it has like, there's no song in it, so because it's just like that kind of one chorus. It
if
has a
Pixels,
verse.
If
then...
Pixels was a Bond song, would it be Die Another Day?
Yeah.
Because it, like, Going Overboard, right, doesn't work as anything. It's just
yeah,
like a
yeah.
mess. But Pixels is like a film that is shot really well, all that, but it's just awful.
Yeah.
So like... Die Another Day, the song by Madonna.
Yeah.
Kind of is still a song, but doesn't yeah. work.
Yeah, yeah. It just has, like, they tried to do that weird, like, clipped audio thing. Where
yeah,
like
glitch.
Like, yeah.
I have a glitch program on my. Yeah.
But then she doesn't even.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awful.
And she, there's like one verse bit where she's like, you know, singing about some shite.
Sigmund Freud. Analyze this.
Yeah. And
what?
And then it's just the chorus. And then it's just like, for the rest of the song. It was like a whole 4 minutes or whatever. At least like the other shit songs, like the Jack White one or like the fucking...
Sam Smith.
The Sam Smith one. It's like...
That one's pretty bad.
It's fucking bad. But at least they have like... Oh, I don't know. They're on a par.
It's still, yeah.
They're all on a level.
I like the Chris
They're
Cornell
so
one.
Bad. I hate the songs.
What about
And then you
the
go back
Adele
and we
one.
Listen to one of the old ones.
You only lived. Yeah.
And this is just a random song.
See,
about,
speaking
like,
of You Only Live Twice.
It doesn't even
twice.
Make any sense.
No. There's one from, I think it's on Her Majesty's Secret Service that's done by like Tom Jones or something. And it's just like We Have All the Time in the World is the song.
Oh yeah, that's reckon Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong,
we
that's
have
it.
All the time
yeah.
in the world. Yeah, and it's just like a famous fucking other song.
Yeah.
The Tom Jones one is Thunderball, and
that's
like it. The most yellingest
Thunderball.
Song.
Thunderball. Yeah. Oh no, that's GoldenEye.
Yeah, Goldfinger Eye.
Yeah.
Goldfinger's the best one. I think lyrically.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about this on another episode. It was great. Yeah. Just listen back to that one to recap. That's sure, which on. I don't know.
Insert Spanglish time or something here. Yeah. Goldfinger.
Anything to stand out in Pixels? The one thing that I hated the most was when they're doing the Pac-Man sequence.
Yeah.
And it turns out that Peter Dinklage used to cheat while playing Pac-Man, which I don't think you can actually do. But then not only does he cheat in the game, he also cheats in real life by putting a code into his Mini Cooper, and then he can like warp around the city. So he's just like...
Yeah.
Has...
He's really shit.
This makes no sense.
Yeah.
Because it's not like they're magic cars.
No, yeah.
Like alien cars. It is like, just tech that exists in our world that then they use to fight off.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I think Pixels is one of the worst examples of those times like where they just have no clarity of concept. Like the movie's not just about aliens invading.
No, it looks good. All the CG's great. For like, what it is.
Once the aliens invade, then suddenly you can also do magic for no reason.
Yeah.
It's like, just because that's what they thought of when they were writing.
Yeah, sure.
Fuck it.
Yeah, he cheats, so he can cheat in real life. He's actually... I mean, like, maybe at the end, if they were like, Peter Dinklage was like, the whole time I was an alien.
Yeah. Or a magician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has
a powerful weapon. Man with the golden gun, that's a good one as well. He charges a million a shot. It's like the story of the film.
Story of the film, yeah. The bit that stood out in Pixels for me was the character with like the augmented head.
Yeah, I know. Which is like a background character and never gets any actual like...
any clarity. It's kind of like in... say in Empire Strikes Back, right? Mm-hmm. A great movie. A great movie.
One that maybe needs a really good... like story saying song at the start,
The Empire Strikes Back.
A song in 7/4 time.
Remember in Empire, like Lando Calrissian has like a human robot hybrid in Lobot. He's just like a bald guy, and he has like a band around the back of his head.
Yeah,
and he just like put something into his watch or whatever, and then Lobot comes alive and whatever.
Yeah.
So he's like a robot human. This guy just has like a robotic brain and he works in the CIA or whatever.
Yeah. He's just like in the background of a shot where they're in like a lab laboratory thing and he has this like glass cone at the back of his head.
Which is green and lit up with LEDs and shit. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Electronic brain inside there.
Surely he'd be like so self-conscious about that and they're just like, well, we could do it in like a flesh color if you want. Yeah. And he's like, no, I'll just have the glass, please. There's no way that would exist in the real world.
Well, certainly not. But if they're going to put that sort of thing in the movie, why don't they all get augmented brains or something? And then they can do their fucking special...
yeah, glitch shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They can... actually makes a little bit of sense. Like if Adam was just all glass and green and LEDs and shit, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, something else that doesn't make sense in that film, Kevin James is the fucking president.
Yeah, he's
I mean,
well,
who's...
right?
I guess.
At the time, it was a joke.
And now we're just like, yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah, I know. I can see how that already happened.
Yeah. We'll go on to the next one.
Yeah. Thank you, next.
Number 38, The Ridiculous Six. Yeah. An early film. This was early in the... watching canon. I think it's the second one we watched, right? Really? Or third one, I think the third one, yeah. This is the first Netflix film that he did. It was fucking shit. It's so long.
Yeah. Really long, yeah. Like 2 hours and 2 hours and half an hour.
Yeah. 2 hours and then another half of an hour. Yeah.
This is one that I think... this is the... like real like nether region of Adam Sandler for like the casual observer who's sort of like, I remember like, you know, what was the big movies? I don't know, like Click. Yeah, I've seen Click. Yeah, I think I've maybe seen 50 First Dates, you know. I know he's around. Yeah, I think he was in the, he was like, didn't win an Oscar or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, there's this whole like just a lagoon of Netflix movies that nobody has. Obviously, people have seen.
Yeah, they've Netflix, seen. They're like, oh,
they just put them Netflix, on while they're looking at their phone, and it's just like you can just ignore the movie.
Yeah.
But if you watch it carefully, like me and thou did, Lockie, you'll notice there is a scene when he turns into Tumbleweed.
Yeah.
There is a scene when they cut the tips of their dicks off.
No, they don't
fuck
do that.
Each other with those stubby dicks.
No, they and don't. He Steve doesn't Zang shove his dick off.
Eye.
But they're part of a gang called like the One-Eyed Texans or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Steve Zahn has like that's probably my standout bit and a reason to watch it.
When Steve Zahn just going.
but he cuts his eye out and he's like, but this is like my good eye. And they're like, you have to do it. He cuts his eye out. And then someone's like sneaking into somewhere and it just shows like his vision from his point of view. And it's so bad. It's all cloudy and you can only see a little bit out the bottom.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my goodness, that poor gun. And then like, when they tell him that they didn't actually cut their eyes out. That's when he makes that fucking turn to the camera. What? And then obviously the tumbleweed. Oh, and Buscemi's cameo.
Vanilla Ice is in it.
He's rapping with he's like
he plays fucking Mark Twain.
Yeah. And who's he rapping? He's like rapping with.
Can't remember what the other guy.
It's not Lincoln, but something like that, right?
Yeah, like one of those like a. Like a colonial, like, explorer type guy. Ugh. Crocodile Dundee, I think?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that one was shit.
Yeah.
You want to go on to the next one?
Sure. Beckons you to enter this web of sin.
Number 37 is 8 Crazy Nights, which I don't think...
Oh, yeah.
I think that's probably better than, like...
Well...
Some of them.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the next
couple. I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. And I sort of forgot about it.
Well, think about it now, just for a wee minute.
It's
the songs were...
Anti-Hanukkah.
Anti-Christmas, anti-Hanukkah. Yeah.
Well, not anti, but like he hates the character.
He hates the holidays.
Yeah. And he sings some songs and he lives in a trailer. There's a bit when deer...
Shit
everywhere.
And laugh, and then
everybody poos at a party or whatever. Then there, a guy is in a portaloo and he pushes him down a hill. And when he comes out at the bottom, he's covered in shit and he's frosted over. Frozen.
Yeah, he's a poopsicle.
And the deer lick the poopsicle and then smile, and they've got shit in their teeth.
They've got a shit-eating grin, literally. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Anything stood out in that film? Any good bits? I like the song about... I can't remember what it's called.
Mm.
It's like about him... Oh, that was long ago. You remember the other song they did? Well, that's a technical foul.
that one was
bad, man. That one was a bad film. 36, The Cobbler.
Oh, yeah. The Cobbler.
I was talking to friend of the pod and guest of the pod and listener, I think, Xander.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him about, because like, we're hoping to get Xander back in soon, another episode.
Yeah.
I was asking him, like, you know, which of the two films he watched did he enjoy more? Like, which one was worse?
Yeah.
So he watched... The Cobbler and That's My Boy, we'll talk about in a minute.
Mm.
But he was like, well, The Cobbler like sets out to do something really profound and, you know, like for what it set out to do, That's My Boy succeeded more than The Cobbler.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
What can you tell me about The Cobbler?
Yeah, Cobbler is sci-fi. Method Man from the Wu-Tang Clan is in it.
Steve Buscemi plays his dad, but in disguise, and he has to eat pickles to sustain himself.
Speaking of leaps in logic, Yeah, it's like a movie where he plays a cobbler, and then one day he puts on somebody else's shoes for no good reason.
Yeah, Method Man's.
No, no, one day his cobbling machine breaks down, so he has to use the old-fashioned cobble machine. And then when he puts the shoes on, I guess to test them or whatever, or just to try them out, that he's fixed with that old-fashioned cobbling machine, he realizes that he becomes the person whose shoes he wears. And it just sort of becomes like a half crime. Yeah, it's like a half story about what if you could, like, if you could walk in anybody's shoes kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like kind of like Groundhog's Day, where there's that montage where he like realizes, like, you know, where he really leans into like, I'm never getting out of this fucking hellscape loop. So he just does everything that he wants to do.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that. Like, because Adam is always playing those like put upon sort of incel type guys who are like, you know, losers, but they're supposedly good natured or whatever. And they often, like, when click or whatever, they get a chance to, you know, break out of that cycle.
Right.
Yeah. Not make things right, but just, like, get what they want.
Yeah.
And the cobbler is a bit like that.
You remember a bit when he's about to rape that woman in the shower, but she's like, take your shoes off, and then he's like, no, and then he just leaves.
Yeah.
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 That was a bit.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not played sinisterly. It's just played as, like, wouldn't you...
That is a bit sinister. Yeah.
It's very sinister, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no like music, like, you know, eerie violin music or whatever that's like implying like the tension. Yeah. He's pretending to be her husband, but he's not her husband.
No, he's Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
And Method Man is in it.
Yep. My favorite bit was the end. That kind of sets up the cinematic universe of the cobbler.
Yeah.
Where his dad...
Dustin Hoffman
slash Steve Buscemi has been Steve Buscemi the whole time.
He's been there the whole time, yeah.
Yeah. He's like... Actually, I just remembered a bit. Remember he puts his dad's shoes on and he goes on a date with his mum.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then his mum dies the next day.
Yeah.
What do you think he did to her that made her die?
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Also,
he gave her the disease from the movie Outbreak.
No, Contagion. No, you mean? Oh yeah, no, Dustin
different
Hoffman's
movie.
In
yeah, yeah,
Outbreak. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He did. He did give her the Contagion disease.
Number 35. The Do-Over.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Another Netflix one. Actually, so is The Cobbler, but it was released before the Netflix deal happened. So The Do-Over is about. Fucking David Spade. And
The Do-Over, yes.
Yeah. That was the cancer one.
Yeah. That was the one
on the surface, seems like a really just chilled...
It's like David Spade is like a kind of a pathetic man.
Wow, is he? He has a pretty good job. He's a manager of a bank.
Yeah, but that's lame.
Yeah, of course.
He's a lame, pathetic idiot.
You know what he should do instead?
And one of his old high school mates,
Max.
Adam Sandler,
turns
up and is like, yo, I'm in the FBI. I can do whatever the fuck I want. And then they have a mad adventure. But then it turns out to be that he's not in the FBI. He's assumed the identity of somebody who's dead. They go and he tries to flirt with that person's wife. Then it turns out that she falls in love with him and they uncover this plot of government is hiding the cancer cure.
I always forget, was it him that had cancer or was it his son?
I can't mind.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Oh, that's like a whole bar.
Yeah, nice. Do it.
It's so bad.
Yeah, it was bad. But there was my favorite bit.
It ends with a chick fight, and then
David
and Adam
that
both
woman's
just like
name?
Step back.
Something Han. Catherine Han.
Catherine Han, yeah.
She's great. She's funny. Oh, my favorite bit, though. Sean Astin, he was great in it.
Yeah.
He's like, go Dolphins! At David Spade's fake funeral.
Go Dolphins, yeah. And also Michael Chiklis.
He's also getting pegged by David Spade's wife.
Mm.
And his twin sons are like furiously masturbating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost like mutually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Kinda.
No, isn't that you'd be
doing it to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mutual. Yeah. No, they're not mutually masturbating.
Well, what are they doing then?
It's a bunk bed, and it's just like they're both are masturbating at the same time.
Yeah.
Very different.
Would you rather be on the bottom bunk or the top bunk in that situation? With top. Like a twin of yourself.
Yeah. I'd always be wanting to be on the top bunk. Always.
Okay, cool.
You can survive crocodile attacks.
Yep.
You don't have the worry that the prison above is going to like collapse on top of you.
Yeah.
And you just have to be careful not to roll out of bed.
Yep. I had a bunk bed when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, but I was an only child, so like... Just
that's heartbreaking. Why did you have a bunk bed?
So I could have sleepovers and my friends could come over.
Yeah.
And fair also enough. Like we adopted a kid for a while but we didn't get on, so like we got rid of him. This is a joke.
Was his name Mick Dundee?
Yeah. And he was part man, part crocodile. Alright.
What were we gonna say about that? What were we saying?
Michael Chiklis.
Yeah, and Louis Guzman is in it.
Yeah, that's it.
And they have an orgy at one point.
Yep. And, yeah.
What was the funny bit in that?
He is...
he's
sweating on his
genitals.
Yeah, because he has like a flat-headed cobra for a dick or something.
Yeah.
But he's also like... David Spade's on the bottom or something, and Louis Guzman's doing something to the girl...
Yeah.
And then sweat keeps
just
on,
like face
I think
to
it
face.
Was like his sweaty balls or something is dripping onto David Spade's face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Also, Michael Chiklis in the pool does this cool noise where he's like, ah, ah, like that.
Yeah.
He's being shot. Yeah.
Maybe we could add some water sounds there.
No. Number 34, Little Nicky.
Oh, yes.
I always thought of this one as the one that got away that I didn't get to watch in my prime.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, back when it came out.
I think of it as the one that got away as in we thought it was going to be good, but now it's here at the bottom of the list.
Yeah. I think it's the oldest, besides Going Overboard, it's the oldest one that is not good. Actually, Crazy Nights is pretty old too. Little Nicky was fucking shit.
It was really bad, yeah. Like, I remember seeing it in the cinema and thinking that it was silly. But I don't remember it being quite as... But then maybe because I don't remember it. Mm. You know? Because I was watching... We were into, like Happy Gilmore and, like, Billy Madison. Those two, at least, we used to watch over and over. And I remember my friends really liking Big Daddy, but I'd never seen it for some reason.
Yeah.
And we saw Little Nicky in the cinema. And I just don't remember any of it. I mean, I remember all of it. You know, it's one of those where you just
I'd never watched it.
Yeah.
And I hated it.
Yeah.
I was angry watching that. I was like, oh, I fucking hate this movie.
Wasted a nice sunny afternoon.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
Oh, it's just so, like, so many bits just didn't work.
Yeah.
Wasn't funny.
Really long.
Just, like, the start, it's straight away.
Yeah.
It's like... Fucking ladies' night guy. What's his name? John Lovitz.
Oh yeah.
He's in a tree, and then next minute he's in hell, and then he's like, Harvey Keitel is his dad, and then he's just like, I sentence you to be raped forever by a big bird.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Because and it just all goes downhill.
Because,
from
isn't it because he dressed as a crow?
No, he's just.
He's just
in a suit, and then this the boy's like the.
Yeah, it's one of those movies. It's like every character gets a. It's like they all get 5 minutes, not comeuppance, but like they all get like it's like John Lovitz doesn't just play like a small part that is a funny part. He gets like a whole big thing.
I think he's in it at the end as well, right?
Yeah, he gets like a whole thing where he's like in the tree and he's like. Show me them titties, mama, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's talking to himself, and it's supposed to be funny, and like, he's just like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Harvey Keitel is in it. He plays, like, the Lord of Hell.
Yeah.
The dog. I hated the dog. Alan Covert had a cool haircut.
Yeah.
And then he says something about, like, when he kills Nicky, he's saying something about Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quentin Tarantino's in it.
Yeah.
And then Peter Dante and
yeah,
Jonathan Loren. John
yeah.
Loren.
Yeah.
How does his voice go?
Ding dong, ding dong.
Yeah. He, they're like metalheads that
yeah,
find, yeah. Helm is shit. We're yeah. going to the next one.
Trash. Yeah, I can't even fucking, don't even know.
33, that's my boy. Is going on what Xander boy? Said, he was like, yeah, that's my boy. Well, he was talking to his girlfriend. This is what he told me, right? He was like, yeah, my girlfriend like asked me about the film that I'd watched, and I was like, yeah, so basically it's the story of Adam Sandler gets raped as a child, and then he continues to get raped. Continues to get raped by his teacher.
Yeah.
And then he gets famous because of the rape and earns heaps of money. And then he has a son, like a rape child.
Yeah.
And then the teacher goes to jail for raping him. And then he is no longer famous, or his money runs out or whatever.
Yeah.
And then so now he has to like make amends with the rape baby.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, he's still in love with his rapist.
Yeah. And it is, of course, like, not actually about that stuff. That well, is just
no, but it is.
It is, but it's like what it what happens in it is that like his son is successful, but is like a really stuck up sort of stuffed shirt type guy,
well,
and his crazy dad has
yeah.
to teach him how to like rock and roll again, and it like changes his life and stuff. And
he's like, "Look at me, man. You're all anxious, but I was raped many a time. But I'm all good."
Yeah, exactly.
Get over yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and like in typical like. Shit movie, and specifically like shit Happy Madison movie yeah. fashion, the like the movie itself like undermines those concepts. So you could be sitting there feeling uncomfortable because of what the movie itself has raised to your attention.
Yeah.
By the what if you got raped by your teacher? You know, like even if they thought it was consensual,
multiple times.
It isn't because it's like a age difference and
yeah.
it's like statutory
he was,
rape or whatever.
He was under 16, right?
And you're just sitting there thinking about that stuff, and then it's like. But also, that would make you cool, wouldn't it?
No.
And like, he teaches, and because then his son is like, you think he's well adjusted, but then it turns out that his wife is actually cheating on him with her brother.
Yeah. Who Adam describes that because he says he's in the military, he lies. What he really does is he's a jazz singer.
Mm.
And Adam says, that's worse than the incest. Which I don't think
no.
is right.
It's not, no.
Coming from a rape victim.
Yeah. Like, there are no people who are in jail for singing jazz songs.
No. Al Jolson maybe
you
should
know.
Have been.
Knock on wood. I hope there's no people in jail for singing jazz songs.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Anything that stood out in that one? What about when he's like, they're going on the stag do. What do
yeah.
you call it? What do they call it? Bachelor night?
Bachelor party, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. And he's like, yeah, they go to a massage place and he's like, what the fuck's this?
Yeah.
We should be throwing balloons filled with piss at each other.
Yeah.
I was just like, what? What type of party is
what
that,
the
man?
Fuck? Yeah, I mean, you can make a movie where an estranged father and son, like, you know, meet up again. The
yeah.
dad is an alcoholic, and the
I
son
mean,
is,
he was, yeah.
And the, yeah, and the son is like, Dad,
he's
you have to stop
alcohol
being...
syndrome.
Yeah, Dad, you have to stop being an alcoholic. And the dad is like, well, you know, I'll try. It's hard, but you also got to loosen up. And they sort of balance off each other, and they realize that they're better off, like, knowing each other and being
yeah.
in each other's lives. It can't just be about that. It has to also be that he became famous because he, like, got with his fucking teacher when he was 14 or whatever.
Yeah, but then also at the end,
fuck
I think
that
they
movie.
Both just become... alcoholics.
Yeah, we, I think
and the only reason he doesn't go
change,
to jail.
We should change where this is in the list. Where are we?
33.
That's my boy.
So
I think Little Nicky is better than this movie. I think this should go underneath The Cobbler.
No, because it's better than The Cobbler because what it sets out to do, it achieves. You know, whereas The Cobbler doesn't. The Cobbler doesn't work as, like, the dramatic sci-fi movie that it is. This is what me and
yeah.
Xander were
All
talking
right.
about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fair enough. Is this when you start talking when it gets your blood up, you know?
Let's go on to the next one. Number 32, Sandy Wexler. You remember fucking mess of a country film? Oh, man. That one is particularly bad because it was just nothing. Like, it was...
I can't believe that
it
movie.
It was a fucking biopic about a make-believe character who, like, discovers a singer... But then he's also like a shit agent.
He's like a...
And he's like useless. I just remember my favorite bit though. When he batters the fuck out of that raccoon, you remember?
Yeah,
yeah, totally. And it's just... It like to actually show mints and blood on screen. Yeah.
It's like a balloon filled with pink mints.
Yeah, he just, pink piss.
He just fucking wails it with a baseball bat. In one go, just boom! Explodes all over the garden.
Yeah,
and just like in the middle of a movie that's like generally grounded and is just about like the movie and the like music industry.
You remember the song at the end? No. There's no business like show business.
No.
The whole film is like in between scenes. It's like interviews from a wedding.
Yeah,
where like actual famous people are like, Sandy used to do this thing with his thing. He was never the thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just at the end, it's like his wedding, and he's like marrying the girl from the film, even though she's probably 30 years younger.
Yeah,
than
him. Totally.
And then he just starts singing, "There's no business like show business."
Yeah.
Awful movie.
It's pretty weird. It must have a lot of in jokes for them, like, you know, like,
cause no, but it's on Netflix. It's not designed for them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's supposed to be watched by millions of people.
It's 2 hours, another 2.5 hour movie as well.
I know.
Fuck that.
I know. Actually, all the Netflix ones were like fucking long. I think the shortest one was
2 hours.
The Week Of, which is so high. So high on the list. Yeah. I don't know why.
I guess we'll get to it.
All right, number 31.
Yeah, Sandy Wexler is
Grown Ups.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
The prequel to the greatest film of all time. No, it's... Grown Ups is like a nothing movie as well. It's just like scene and scene strung together of just like people fucking around on holiday.
Yeah.
And then like... Occasionally they'll say something like, "Yeah, gee, I really miss Coach. He would have loved it here," or something. Or like, "Oh, I'm so glad I've got my family here." And
is it supposed to be? It's supposed to be about a bunch of high school people who are brought back together after years because their high school football coach dies, and they go to his funeral.
Yeah,
and then they all realize like that they actually miss being kids and like hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
So they get a like house and a cabin in the woods.
Yeah, that
would
be
their families.
Great movie,
yeah.
And then just hard switch.
Yeah.
It's just like murderous vampiric rage zombies just kill everyone.
Yeah.
I want to see Adam in a horror film, man.
I know, yeah. He doesn't bother, does he? I think he'd be quite good.
Yeah.
Cuz like
if he was like the if he played say Ash from The Evil Dead.
Well, maybe, yeah. I was thinking that he could be a good guy, you know, like in Day of the Dead, it's like eerily, like slowly building, like, you know that the zombies are coming at the end.
Yeah.
And throughout, it's like the characters just really struggling to like maintain like
sanity
and composure and stuff. I think he could do one of them quite well.
Or.
And at the end, he just like gets his guts fucking ripped out.
Or Adam could play himself. You know, like a parodied version, not a parodied, but a heightened version of himself in a horror film. But he is like the Drew Barrymore of Scream of this film.
That would be cool.
Where he's on all the posters.
Yeah.
You know, he's up front, his massive head.
Yeah.
And then he fucking dies first scene and everyone's like, "What the fuck?" And then it's just all unknowns the rest of the film. And it's a great movie. You know?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Or it's not a great movie. And that first 5 minutes is shot in like 35mm. But then the rest of it is just like digital camcorder of like some film students, like the people who made Birdemic or whatever.
Yeah, the people that made Going Overboard.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
so Grown Ups is a piece of shit. We can all agree, right? Any bits that stood out?
Nothing. Yeah.
Steve Buscemi.
I can't even remember.
He hurts himself on the slide.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Number 30. Hotel Transylvania. Well, let's just do 28, 29, 30 is Hotel Transylvania.
Mm.
Hotel Transylvania 3, Hotel Transylvania 2. It's animated kids films, what more can we say?
Yeah. Yeah, they apparently...
Made lots of money.
Made lots of money. They're better animation than some other like kids movies. Because I guess you can do kids animation really simplistically because it's just like kids won't notice.
Yeah.
So at least like Jendy Tartakovsky is like an animation guy. So he's like overseeing it and making sure it's like stays creative or whatever. But like, yeah, they're not that fun.
Nah.
I mean, they're fun, I guess. Like, especially for kids or whatever, but...
Songs, really. In the first one, like...
Yeah, the first one has some bad songs. The second one didn't have as many.
Yeah, I didn't see the second one or the third one.
Right, yeah. I've forgotten.
So I actually haven't watched all the films.
There's some funny bits.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I need to rewatch them.
Like in... which one was it? Two or three? They're... Like, in one of the old Dracula movies, there's this character... Like, you know the...
Van Helsing.
No, the little guy that Dracula uses gets to, like, become his servant.
Yeah, like Igor or whatever.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. And there's one in Bram Stoker's Dracula, like the Francis Ford Coppola one. But there's an older one, and it's played by this old, like, really famous, like, kind of, like, small part actor called Peter Lorre, who's, like, got a really weird-looking face. And he talks a little bit like this.
Like Peter Dante?
No.
Okay.
And he's, like, a classic, like, old movie actor.
Sure.
But he plays sometimes, like, creepy dudes. And he plays one of those guys. And then in, like, in Hotel Transylvania,
yeah,
they've got, like, Google Maps or the sat-nav or whatever is telling them where to go. But it's in that voice and it's like, please turn left up ahead. Please. That's pretty cool. And it's kind of funny.
Mm. Any other standouts? CeeLo Green was in the first one.
Yeah.
Pretty weird.
Yeah, he got
number
canceled.
Number 27. He what?
He was cancelled, so he's not in the second or third. I don't know, rape people probably.
Oh, Jesus.
Everybody's doing that.
Number 27.
Here we go.
Click.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was bad, eh?
I didn't like it. A lot of people like it.
Yeah.
I think we've actually soured a few people on our podcast because I'm like...
I don't give a fuck.
Well, yeah, fuck those guys. Yeah. Dicks. Not even trying.
What the fuck, man? Longest Yard's actually good. It's not.
No.
Go back and watch it. It's not good.
No.
Sorry, same Alec with McCallum, who it's his favorite movie.
Yeah, eat that, Alec. What are you talking about?
So,
yeah, what same do you with Click. A lot of people are like, oh, Click, yeah, Click. Like, it's a really famous one. It's so shitty.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was very surprised about how bad it was.
Even what's his name's in it.
Looks like a fucking DVD menu screen.
Yeah, the whole thing.
The whole movie.
Though, his parents were pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Marge Simpson and...
Yeah.
The Fonz.
Yeah, true. A fun little pair.
And there was Hasselhoff and, like, the girlfriend.
Yeah.
She was fun. What was the... You remember the Hasselhoff's, like, partner? That was, like...
Yeah.
She's, like, Stifler's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Forget her name.
I can't remember.
They were fun, though.
Yeah.
And there was the bit with the cranberries. Fuck, maybe we should put this higher.
The cranberries.
Do you have to let it linger? Yeah. When he's, like...
Oh, yeah, they go back in time, yeah. Ugh. I mean, I wish there was better... You know, I have control of the universe or time movies.
Probably
there's
is.
Some, no. Because there's some... Because there's some...
So this is the best
no, I don't know.
Film in that
I see what you mean.
Subgenre.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's... I can't remember. But there's
Bruce Almighty?
I remember watching one like quite recently that Callan told me about that was... I can't remember what it was called, but it's like a young adult movie. And it's
Percy
like these,
Jackson.
No, something, yeah, same type of
Harry
kids.
Potter.
Yeah. And it's these kids who go into a cave and then it's like there's this time dilation in the cave. And it's like there's like Neanderthals in there who want to attack them. And there's like people from the future.
What the fuck is
and
this?
And it's
movie?
All just set in a cave and it's really weird. And then at the end, it's like they don't. Instead of it being like, oh, we have to figure out a way to get home, they go to like a different planet. So the movie ends with them getting on a spaceship and just like leaving Earth. You're like, this is really weird. Like, I'm concerned for this, the families of these, like, six children who will, like, never return.
Have you ever seen the Time Machine? Like, the H.G. Wells one, but it's, like, from...
Yeah, yeah, 1950...
No, I know, but there's, like...
1960, I think.
But there's, like, one from...
Yeah, more like, recently.
Yeah, is it Guy Pearce or something?
Yeah, it's Guy Pearce, yeah. And
you should watch that, man.
I've seen that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And what's his name?
Really, really bad. The one from 1960 is really good.
Oh, yeah?
That's one that's like, I feel like that's a movie that when people are like, I don't really like old movies, that's a bridge where you're like, nah, this man, one.
Nosferatu.
Well, that's another one.
Yeah,
I
but
guess.
That's 1922.
Yeah.
Dude, that's nearly 100 years old.
I know.
That's fucked.
So old.
Yeah.
But the in the Nosferatu, do they travel forward in time to the year 800 million? No.
No.
They're doing the time machine. And then at the end, when he's trying to escape, he accidentally goes forward again.
What? Oh, shit.
It's a good movie.
All right. Number 26.
The remake is bad.
With Guy Pearce? You remember what film Guy Pearce was in there?
But don't go in.
No, Bedtime Stories.
Oh, yeah.
Which we'll talk about soon. Number 26, Rain Over Me.
Rain Over Me, yes.
So this is the post 9/11
film. Don't watch it.
With War Machine.
Yeah.
Who's also in Ocean's 12.
Uh-huh, and Ocean's 11.
Yeah. And 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, has a horrible English accent. Yeah,
dreadful.
Yeah. What's that guy's name?
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle. I was going to say Chandle or something as his first name, but it's not.
Chandler Cheadle.
Chandler Don.
Chandler Dong.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything of merit? The one thing that stood out for me is them playing Shadow of the Colossus on PlayStation 2.
Yeah. That yeah, that's so like inconsequential. Yeah.
And it's like the song, the name of the movie comes from a Pearl Jam song. Let's move on, hey.
Yeah, I didn't like that movie.
Number 25, Bulletproof. Now, did
why
you
is,
watch
is,
that?
Do you think Rain Over Me deserves to be where it is? What is under it again?
All the ones we just talked about.
Yeah, I've forgotten them all.
No, because it kind of still works. Oh. There's some bits in it that you're like, you know when they're like riding around on the scooter? Because we were watching it at like 1.6 speed. It was just like endless on the scooter with a headphone in each.
Yeah.
And his haircut's like Bob Dylan.
He looks exactly like 80s Bob Dylan.
Yeah. And his dog.
When he's crying, when he's breaking down and his emotional walls and finally like crying after like, whatever, 5 years or whatever since 9/11, he looks exactly like 80s Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not saying he looks like Bob Dylan crying.
Yeah.
He looks like Bob Dylan. When Adam Sandler cries in that movie, that's the face of Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Normal.
Do you remember the woman that used to come in to get dental work with Don Cheadle?
Oh, yeah.
She just is just like, I just want to suck your cock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she ends up with Adam.
Yes, for reals.
Yeah. Can't remember what actress she was. But.
Yeah, she's quite famous. She's like a French actor, I think.
No. It's like someone from Walking Dead or some shit.
All right.
You're thinking of Léa Seydoux or Léa Seydoux.
No, that is just a different French actor.
It's the only French actor I know. Or the guy from Lyon.
What about Marion Cotillard?
Oh, yeah. She's shit, though. Hey?
Or like, yeah, I don't know.
Mario. You mean Mario? He's Italian, man. Number 25, Bulletproof. Now, did you watch this film? It's the one with
No, I didn't. I have seen it.
It's the three women. Well, like Drew Barrymore's in it. And yeah, Lucy Liu.
Yeah, Lucy Liu, Drew Barrymore, and what's the other one's name?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a name. Charlie? No.
She's in The Mask.
Cameron
Diaz. Yeah.
No, that's not the real film, but that's what Michael watched.
Yeah, me and Ewan.
Yeah. I watched this with Dave, my friend from Oz, Dave McKenna, legend. Yeah. He's going to be a dad soon.
Nice. Congratulations, yeah. Dave.
Oh, man, he's so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking shit. Like, it's really old. Like, it's kind of aged. Yeah. Jonathan Loren was in it, though, and I wonder if that's the first movie they met in.
Mm.
And they just got on set. Like, he was, like, sorting Adam out with weed or something. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, likely.
Nothing really stands out in that movie. Unless you watch it. And while you're watching it, I'm describing a scene being like, where are they walking from? Did they just leave?
Yeah. That's why I remember me and Ruin watched it like a few years ago.
Before you ever knew me?
No.
Okay.
I think we knew you.
Oh, okay.
And it was just...
So you didn't invite
me? No, because the reason that we watched it was because of Grown Ups 2.
Oh, okay.
So we went on a brief like... a couple of times like tried to watch random Adam Sandler
when you were
movies.
Just dipping your toes into the footprints.
Yeah, exactly.
Just dipping your toes in the sand.
And we watched Bulletproof because it looks like it's going to be trashy but funny.
Yeah.
But it was so boring. And
there's like two action scenes in the whole thing. Yeah.
And like they just talk shit and they're just like, what, fuck you, I'm not gay, you're gay, and stuff like that. And just go about, drive around.
There is one bit when he's like, yeah, there's a dog in it. There's one bit where he says, hey man, you never told anyone all the shit I told you. And he's like, what, that you're over-circumcised? Yeah, that's a bit, yeah. So like, they chopped some of his dick off?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Number 24... Bedtime Stories, a Disney film starring Adam Sandler and the woman whose brain explodes in Mission Impossible 3.
Oh, yeah, Kerry Russell.
Kerry Russell. Yeah. She's also in the new Star Wars. Zori Bliss.
Yeah, she's potentially in the new Star Wars. As in, you can't see her face.
Yeah.
You don't see her face at all.
No. Anything about Bedtime Stories, remember?
Bedtime Stories has Russell Brand in it.
Yep.
It's about hotels.
Yep.
Hotel Chun.
Yep. Richard Griffiths.
Yep.
He's in it.
What else happens? Did something funny happen in it?
There's a really racist bit where Rob Schneider plays like a Native American with like a massive fake nose. Ooh, and he sells him the red horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking shit. Why is that so high?
Yeah, that is a shit movie.
Maybe just because the other ones are so bad.
Which ones again?
All of them.
Where are we? Oh, yeah, Bedtime Stories, Bulletproof. Yeah, I don't know. It's difficult.
They're all bad. I think Click maybe should sit higher, even though that's shit.
Yeah, like, shouldn't it be Click, Reign Over Me?
Maybe Click should be in 24.
Yeah. Yeah, just swap them.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, new listing.
All right, let's start again.
Number 23, Blended.
Blended.
What do you have to say about Blended?
Oh, Blended is bad. Blended is when they go to Africa.
Yeah, whereabouts in Africa?
The continent of Africa.
Yeah. All the black people in it have nothing to do.
Yeah, they're all entertainers or servants.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore was in it. I did like the bit with Drew Barrymore and the soup, the onion soup, when she eats the chili prawns and she's like, ah, oh, they're so hot. But Adam Sandler's drunk her beer because he's nervous because they're on their first date.
Oh, yeah.
So she has to drink the soup.
Yeah.
I really like Drew Barrymore. I think out of all the female leads, she is the best, bar none.
Right.
I mean, she is in the most of the films.
Yeah. I think she kind of comes across like better as well. Like a lot of the time the female roles are really underwritten.
Yeah.
But she'll kind of add just her general charm or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
She make it like easier to watch, because you're just like, oh, I don't need to know exactly everything about her, because I can just see that she's a person.
Yeah. It's also, yeah. She's also cool.
Right. But yeah, blended. Yeah, the like two families, and they both accidentally go on the same cruise or some shit like
that. No.
They go on purpose.
Someone can't go.
Yeah. And then the families just get mixed together.
Yeah. So they pretend to be a family.
Yeah.
And there's a kid, one of Adam Sandler's daughters sees her mum as a ghost.
Yeah.
One of Drew Barrymore's sons can't stop wanking over their babysitter.
Oh, yeah.
From Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
And then he, like, has, like, a... Yeah, he has, like, a... like a porn magazine, but then he sticks a picture.
Oh yeah, all her face over it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, we're nearly halfway.
It's a bad movie.
Yeah. 22. Spanglish.
Spanglish.
This is a nothing film.
Yeah, bugger all happens in Spanglish,
except for the satanic shit at the end.
Yeah, where you just hold on to your boots.
Yeah, and it's like. Fuck, what even? I can't even remember.
Something about a school bus. It's filled with blood or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a giant, they drive down the hill, spiral stairway.
Into
hell.
Into hell.
And there's flames and melting faces and shit.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
Yeah, the Adam Sandler's wife is like Satan, and she gets the Spanish Mexican woman's daughter.
Hmm.
Also, there's the kid that only can see snakes.
Snakes?
Yeah.
Snakes.
Yeah. Snakes. Number 21. You Don't Mess With the Zohan.
Yeah.
This is a racist movie.
Yeah.
That's its genre.
Yeah,
racist
totally.
Comedy.
Yeah. As far as I can tell.
Yeah.
There is a racist movie.
So Adam Sandler is a... What is he, Palestinian?
No, he's Israeli.
He's Israeli secret agent.
Yeah.
Who's just like amazing at everything.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to kill terrorists anymore.
Yeah.
He wants to be a hairdresser.
He wants to be a hairdresser.
Moves to New York.
He goes to New York.
But then the danger follows him. No, it doesn't really. It's just there as well.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of a movie about...
kicking cats.
Yeah, becoming
shagging,
a hairdresser.
Shagging women.
Yeah. And just sort of like, it flirts with the concept of terrorism and like the Israel-Palestine like conflict or whatever. But probably good that it doesn't really like lay down its true thoughts or whatever. It just is like offensive to everybody, I guess. And in such a way that everybody... looks at it fondly, I think. I think a lot of people like this movie.
No, they don't. There's no way.
No, I think
if
so.
If they do, they can all fuck off.
Yeah, they could just shut up.
Number 20. The second movie we ever watched. Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
This is one that I would like to revisit.
No.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I mean, you can do it.
No, yeah, no, we got to do it together. No, we made a blood pact. A blood oath.
No. That wasn't blood.
That was snakes. Jack and Jill. Now, a lot of people cite this as his worst film.
Yeah. Not,
I disagree.
Yeah, not
I'd
true. There's the good
20
movies.
Film.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's fucking bad.
It certainly is.
But it goes past just being a bad film. It like... goes into so bad it's good territory.
Yeah.
Because remember the CGI bird?
Wasn't CGI.
No, it was
it was a real bird.
No way. No way.
There's no way that it would be CGI.
In a chocolate fountain.
When they're trying to save money by using stock footage of the cruise liner to establish like where the characters are, and there's people looking at the camera and stuff.
Waving at like the drone or the helicopter.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like a bird in a chocolate fountain.
Like a little cockatoo type thing.
Yeah. And then Katie Price is just like, this is okay. No, not Katie Price. Katie Price. Katie Holmes.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, this is fine.
this is fine.
And yeah. Adam's just like awful.
Yeah,
his sister's awful. Yeah. The kid keeps on sticking leaves to himself.
Ugh, just
on Thanksgiving.
An empty movie. An empty
she's like,
movie.
So what's this going on? And he's just like, yeah, he just likes tape.
Yeah, he loves taping anything to himself.
Yeah, in one scene he has a lobster taped to his back. There's also the daughter has a bunch of dolls that she dresses the same as her.
Yeah, and it's like a weird like cultural artifact, that movie. Yeah. It's just like,
do you remember when she goes on the date with Fun Bucket?
Yeah.
And he hides in the toilet.
Yeah.
For like hours. He doesn't just leave.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He tells her he's going to go to the toilet, but he intends to leave.
And you just expect
him to
leave.
He forgets how to behave like a person and just actually
He's
hides.
Never watched any movie ever.
Yeah.
That one was odd.
Yeah,
weird
really
film.
Strange movie.
Yeah, but I'd like to revisit it, please, right. Can we?
No.
Yeah, go on. It'd be sick. I've just given you 10 reasons why it's not, but I'm still keen to watch it.
Yeah.
Number 19, where it all began. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Golden words he will pour in your ears.
You done?
Yeah.
So what did you think of... Chuck and Larry.
Chuck and Larry. Oh, I don't like it that much.
It's like a homophobic comedy.
Yeah. Didn't like it that much.
Nah.
It was the first one we watched, and it was really typical. It set us up, you
set
know,
a precedent
safely.
For what to come.
We were like, oh, okay.
Although it is in the upper echelon of...
A bit, yeah.
The upper half of how many films we enjoyed / didn't.
Yeah.
Like, would you say you enjoyed Anger Management, number 18?
I don't know about enjoy.
Is it better than Chuck and Larry, though?
Yeah.
Just because John C. Reilly's
It's like
it.
A loaded question. Because it's like, yeah. They're lateral. It's like...
Also, the female lead is cooler, right? Marissa Tomei?
Yeah, Oscar winner.
Is she an Oscar winner?
Yeah.
What did she win an Oscar for?
My Cousin Vinny.
I haven't seen that.
Neither have I.
What's your... Do you have a cousin called Vinny?
Nah.
Oh, nice.
I didn't win an Oscar either.
Neither. Anything in either of those films that you remember fondly that were good?
What were they again?
Chuck and Larry.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Anger Management.
Chuck and Larry. Yeah, I don't know. It just... Like, Adam plays like a total like misogynistic womanizer.
Yeah.
And Kevin James plays like this dad.
Yeah. Do you remember what he feeds the kids?
Spaghetti?
Yeah, but it's the marinara sauce that is like burning his hands. And then instead of like putting mince or meat in, he just like microwaves a couple of burger patties.
Yeah.
And then they also have hot dog salad.
Hot dog salad.
Yeah, is it salad just with like hot dogs through it?
I don't know. It does have that bit when... Steve Buscemi plays the guy, this guy who's supposed to like investigate whether
they are gay,
like gay
or
couples
yeah.
are actually gay or whatever. Which is just like, give that job to the person who's supposed to like determine like how to like stop pandemic diseases at breaking out or whatever.
Yeah.
Swap those jobs, you know what I'm saying? Ditch the one that's like, are you really married? he's like outside where the kids are playing basketball, and he like tries to shoot a hoop, and the ball just goes fucking hurtling into some guy's barbecue and mashes him up.
Yeah, I remember that bit. Funny. I love Buscemi, man.
Yeah, he's just a little nugget.
There's also the bit with Rob Schneider.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember which character he plays?
No.
He does like the Mickey Rooney yellow face.
Oh.
Oh, it's like the marriage celebration.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that set
they go to like
total
Chinese
like stage. Well, it set us total stage for what was to come when we were just like, what? Yeah. When is this from?
Yeah. And it
the
was
60s?
Like way later than like the ones that we were like remembering fondly.
Yeah.
Like Happy Gilmore, whatever, The Wedding Singer.
He's like,
it's like 10
pinned back eyes. He's got like a full mask on and just horrible fake teeth. And he has a horrible accent.
Real bad. Anger management is like, now we're getting into, I might recommend this to people as like funny nonsense to watch.
Well, I don't know about that, mate, because next we have number 17. No, let's talk about anger management first. What do you remember?
What's after Chuck and Larry?
Anger management.
Yeah.
17. Yeah.
Right.
Anything else you want to add about that? Why were you going to say... Oh, no, I don't know, because you were like, no, it's actually pretty good.
No, it's not good.
Okay, cool, no worries.
But I would... Because it's so random. Like, I don't know. Anger management. It's one of those, like, it seems like a high-concept movie where it's like...
Jack Nicholson.
Adam Sandler. They're both angry. Anger management. They both have to face their issues. We're just going to watch a movie that is that. But then it totally isn't that. And it's like...
It's like Jack Nicholson has,
like, had this, like, mad scheme going on the whole time. And it makes you really doubt, like, the reality of your own existence.
I didn't watch that one.
Yeah, you should though.
I can't remember. I didn't watch anything. I just watched Freddy Got Fingered instead.
Yeah, much, much, much better.
It's not though.
It's so good.
No.
Yeah.
It is. It's great. But like, it's... It doesn't really abide by the laws of film. Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It poos on the laws.
There's one bit I remember from previous watches where... Jonathan Loren and Luis Guzman are in... I said Luis, it's Luis, right? Mm. Luis Guzman. I don't know. They're in the anger management class.
Yes.
Group.
Yes.
And he says, Wus Frabar or whatever. I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember Luis Guzman has like a moustache that's like a question mark.
Does he?
Yeah, like a goatee.
Yeah.
But it's only on one side. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
And what does he say about it? He says, something seems... Eskimos seem nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's enough about that movie. Next we have...
Yeah, that is a bit where they say something about Eskimos, and then he's like, Eskimos seem fine, and then they immediately turn it around where he's just like, oh, you love, like, Eskimos, huh? You want to marry an Eskimo or something, and oh, I can't remember. Listen to the episode.
Yeah. It's like 3 hours long.
Yeah, it's 2 hours, 45 minutes.
No one's ever thought about that film as much as you did, man.
Yeah.
Number 17, The Longest Yard.
The Longest Yard. Yeah, this is definitely, after 18, it is the territory of, these are
kind of watchable, shite, right?
But yeah. I would be like, you got to see this because you won't believe what happens in it.
The Longest Yard
is a bit like that. They're not good, but...
The Longest Yard has, like, the worst editing I've ever seen.
Yeah, totally.
In the sports scenes. And I've watched sports movie before. Movies before, but this was next level.
Yes.
Burt Reynolds is in it. Nelly was in Glasgow the other day.
Was he?
Formed one of my friends, Rudy. He went and seen him, and he's like, oh, yeah. Kind of forget all the songs he did, but he was also saying that Nelly went on stage, and he's like, oh, look, I just love my fans, whether you're a fan of my music or my movies. And Rudy was like, what the fuck, movies? And then I was like, yeah, dude, he's in fucking...
He's in the longest yard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and Rudy was like, what the Nelly. Fuck?
Yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
He's a racist, isn't it?
Sure is.
Yeah. Who was the guy that played the other guard that they, like, are feeding estrogen? Remember he does that really funny face at the end?
Oh, yeah,
and he's
like,
it's called teamwork or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like...
Yeah, it does a little salty, like... Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Chris Rock dies.
He explodes on fire.
There's also, like, a guy that is similar to Joey Pants.
Yeah.
He's, like, a little weasel dude.
Can't remember.
Great Khali, isn't it? He's another wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Terry Crews sells McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh, what a fucking shit movie.
A load of shite, yeah.
Yeah. What's next? Number 16, Men, Women, and Children.
Yeah.
You remember this one?
This one.
This is the one about the internet.
With all the internet stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was fine.
Dean Norris, isn't it?
Dean Norris.
You just can't help but look for Heisenberg he's looking for everywhere. Heisenberg,
yeah. Yeah. So distracted. Like, his kid is growing up with, like, you know, attachment issues and stuff because his dad just, like, is physically unable to pay attention to him because he's so obsessed with finding Heisenberg.
Yeah. Also, Alias is in it.
Yeah. I think it was an okay one.
Yeah, I it's mean, one it's of a the good
more,
movie.
Yeah, it's like one of the more...
Has bulimia in it. No, not bulimia, just... Can you fucking stop that, please?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, you can hear it that well.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, you're not doing it
anymore.
Anorexia.
Yeah.
Teen suicide.
Yeah, just it's quite. It's like one
porn
of those
addiction.
Realistic ish. Like
there was pedophilia stuff going on.
Yeah, it was just what, and it was like an ensemble story. It was based on a
kind
novel.
Of like Love Actually.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
in the sense that there are multiple characters,
and they're all kind
and
of
no
tied
real
together.
Story. Yeah, the story of Love Actually has no story.
Nah, but I like it. I watch it every Christmas with my mum. Number 15, Airheads.
Yeah,
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser.
Man, I want to watch the fucking Steve Mummy, Buscemi. Man.
The Mummy is class.
Yeah. I watched a video on it the other day from the guys from Caravan of Garbage. Know what they call it? The Weekly Planet?
Yeah.
They were like, man, it's so good.
It is so good.
I'm going to watch it. Soon.
Traditional good.
Yeah.
Stephen Sommers is like a really fun like filmmaker. His almost like his whole filmography is like super fun, you know, action adventure type romps.
That's
like that.
The best type of movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's only like six of them.
Oh yeah, and he hasn't made super many movies.
Give me one other action adventure movie besides Indiana Jones and The Mummy, and maybe like Jurassic Park. Even then, that's not action adventure-y enough.
Lara Croft.
Shit.
The new one was okay.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's all right, yeah.
I just play the games, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I just play Uncharted again. We'll just move on to the next one.
Wait, let me check. It's Stephen Sommers. I fucking clicked the wrong button.
We're going to talk about Airheads.
Yeah.
So they're in a band. Adam's so young, and he's bald. Will you fucking pay attention, please?
The Jungle Book, like an old Jungle Book movie. Deep Rising, which is an excellent movie about weird giant worms.
Oh,
like
nice.
Like giant killer worms that take over a cruise ship. Famke Janssen is in it.
Oh, she's shite.
It's good, though. And The Mummy Returns, Van Helsing with Hugh Jackman.
Oh, that one's so shit.
No,
that's a horrible
it's not.
Film.
It's,
yes, it is.
It's you think the cover makes it look exactly.
I watched it like the, 4 years ago.
The cover
it was
makes
shit.
It. The cover makes it look just as bad as Dracula Untold. But once you watch them both, you realize Van Helsing is actually like loads of fun.
Yeah, it was
comparison.
Like massive budget, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just it's like he makes those types of movies like G.I. Joe.
Well, he did
Cobra.
That film as well.
Yeah. Where you're just like, you look at the cover and you're just like, oh, piece of shit. But then if you're forced
like
to watch
Helsing
it.
Van Helsing is bad.
You're like, oh, there's so much crap going on here.
Ugh.
Van Helsing was way better than what we expected it to be.
No, I like remember watching it as a kid and being like, that was pretty good. And then like.
You should trust your instinct.
No, but I watched it like 4 years ago. It's fresh in my mind.
Nah.
And it's bad.
You watched it when you were a teenager and you were like. I don't like this shit.
No, I watched it. No, I watched it when I was like probably 11, and be like, "This is fucking cool, man."
It is. You were right.
Yeah. Then I watched it when I was like 22, and just be like, "Oh my god."
Well, what do you know when you're 22? You don't know anything.
I know everything.
No.
Yeah. Van Helsing is bad.
I don't know.
Is Airheads good?
Yeah.
Who else was in it? The racist guy from Seinfeld.
Yeah, Michael Richards.
Michael Rennie.
The guy that plays Fat Tony.
Oh, yeah.
The Simpsons, yeah. Yeah, a fair
the guy few from Simpsons fucking, guys. The guy from The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Judge, smoke up, Johnny!
That Judge guy. Nelson.
Judd
yeah.
Nelson, yeah.
You, old man, give me a card of cigarettes for Christmas. Yeah. Classic.
Imagine that. Is that what you get for Christmas?
I just get a pack.
Nice.
One pack
One
of cigarettes.
Pack. Can't afford.
One's missing already.
Yeah. Oh, taxed. Yeah. Taxed.
Never got a whole carton.
No.
Plus, he's so encouraging. Smoke up, Johnny!
I'll race you.
Yeah.
Number 14.
14.
The second newest film on the list. Murder Mystery.
Mm.
This one was all right.
It was fine.
It was like globe-trotting and there was some stock footage in it yeah. of like
I like a good movie race. Where you can watch one-fifth of it and know what's going on. You can look away. For every 5 minutes of the movie, you can... Is that how fractions work? For every 5 minutes, you can look away for 4 full minutes and still be able to follow what's happening and know exactly what's going on.
So you only have to watch one... You only have to watch a fifth of it.
Yeah.
In like... fragmented sections.
One in every 5 minutes you can glance up and be like yeah they're doing the they're driving that's funny
yeah maybe
does that make sense
we should do that as an experiment
yeah
hey Netflix we want to do this thing where yeah, we watch
out
1 minute
every 4 minutes
you're like what why
yeah that way your movie will only be like 35 minutes long you're like yeah that's what we want. No, I thought you guys wanted really, really long movies.
So you just want 1/5 of the movie. Yeah, yeah, but not like 1/5. We want like 1/5 of every bit.
What? Yeah, one of every fifth of the movie.
There was an all-star cast in this one. David Walliams.
Yeah.
Of royalty fame.
Mm.
He's been knighted.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, because he did some charity shit.
Ugh, fine.
Whatever. Terrence Howard? Is that the guy who's in it? He dies.
Terrence Stamp?
Terrence Stamp. Who's Terrence Howard? That is the original War Machine.
Oh, yeah. Classic. Yeah. Classic guy that you think is a washed up actor now.
What? Yeah, he's not in anything, man.
He must be.
Nah. He's not. We talked about
I think
this
he's
one.
Quite good, though.
Number 13. Just go with it.
Just go with it.
What's it? Stop looking at your phone.
Terrence Howard.
Okay, go on.
Crash.
Yeah, 2006, right?
Yeah. Prisoners, that's a good one.
Oh, that one's great. Yeah, that's right. 2013, yeah.
Awake.
There's nothing else, is there? I fucking told you, man.
He's in quite a lot of stuff.
Nothing of merit.
Well...
Is he in Ocean's 11, 12, and 13?
No, he's in The Hunting Party, which is a really good movie.
Tell me about Just Go With It, number 13 on the list.
Just go with it.
Michael?
Just go with it. Is that how...
Just Go With It, the last one we watched. Can't remember what it was about.
Oh, we just watched that one, didn't we?
Yeah. They go to Hawaii.
They do?
Yep. What? We just watched it, man.
Why?
Dave Matthews was in it. Nicole Kidman was in it.
Oh, of course. He plays the plastic surgeon. Yes.
That's it, man.
Yeah, we're safely in the territory of, like, if you've got to watch an Adam Sandler movie.
If you have
you
to,
watch
at gunpoint, you can
watch
exactly. this one.
Yeah, because it's shite, but it was also, like, quite a fun, stupid movie.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. All right. Keep
next
going.
One,
yeah,
number 12.
On. What we got?
51st Dates.
50
no, I
first
think
dates.
This deserves to be higher.
51st Dates.
Yeah, this one's a favorite of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Barrymore's in it. Sean Astin's in it.
Yeah.
Their dad grumbles lots. Yeah, we're having a bad day, Doug.
Yeah.
There's the Beach Boys are in it. There's a penguin called Willie.
Oh, do you know what's in Just Go With It?
What's that?
Ding, 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 ding. Like,
if I lay here.
Yeah, if I just lay here.
Yeah. There's also another mashup that was like Bob Marley and something else.
like Tears for Fears mixed.
That's
with
right,
Bob Marley
and then it was like
somebody else.
Stir it up. I can't remember what song it was.
Is this love? Is this love?
No,
is
that's this... in that's in 50 First Dates.
I blew up the podcast.
Oh, that was your mind. 50 First Dates. I like it. I want to put it higher.
How much higher? What's above it? What's next?
Waterboy, Billy Madison, Mr. Deeds, The Week Of. Week Of is going down, man. The Week Of is number 8.
Top 10. Well,
let's talk about 50 First Dates anyway. Anything you can remember about it?
Yeah, it's set in Hawaii as well. She has no memory. He tricks her.
He doesn't.
He does.
No, because she loves him.
She doesn't love him. She can't remember.
So it's
because
he tricks her. That's so rough, man.
He tricks her. The whole family trick her. Like, they trick her every single day because she thinks it's still 1997
like,
or whatever.
Like the 80s, yeah.
Yeah. And so they get the whole town to go along with this thing, like newspapers.
Because she thinks that it's a Sunday, so she doesn't work on Sundays. She goes, has breakfast, come home, paints, watches a football game with with her brother.
Yeah,
and they watch The Sixth Sense every day.
Yeah, and she's like, "Oh my god, he was dead the whole time."
Yeah, who was? Spoilers. Yeah. But it's only like a year they've been doing that, and that's the only kind of thing that they've put into play.
Okay. Yeah.
What would you do?
I don't know. I just
would
don't
you
really
keep up
want...
that ruse and watch. What if instead of 60s, instead of The Sixth Sense, she had bought her dad Pixels for his birthday, and you had to watch Pixels every day. Oh my god, I can't believe it. Peter Dinklage can cheat in life. Every day you have to watch Pixels. Yeah.
And be like, oh my god.
Yeah.
In a normal Mini Cooper?
Yeah.
How does that even make sense?
How does he put the cheat codes in? Up, up, down, down, left, right? What? He's going to crash the car.
Well...
What would you do? Would you just be like, fucking go to that mental asylum, you stupid fuck?
I mean...
Or would you trick her?
What would you do? Would you just, every day, just be like, you're in a car crash?
Yeah. She's like, what?
My mom is dead. And you're like, yeah, it was years ago.
Yeah, that was, I mean...
I'm over it.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up.
Cunt. Yeah. Same again tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not mad into the concept that he's
no,
like...
No, it's very problematic concept,
yeah,
right?
Because he's just like, I love her. And it's like, she's like a non-functioning human. So he has to like use the like his like charming persistence to just like get her. But it was quite chucklesome. Like the movie had like a decent enough setup or whatever. It wasn't like I hated everyone in it. Like the Ridiculous Six or whatever. Yeah,
yeah,
Pixels.
Yeah.
Yeah, even worse.
But you loved Steve Zahn in the Ridiculous Six.
Exactly. And Vanilla Ice.
Number 11, The Waterboy, aka Aquaman. Yeah.
There's some good quality stuff.
Yeah, Waterboy is not good.
No. But it's number 11.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck were we thinking? No, because... the female lead in it, she's in American History X and The Craft.
Yeah.
His mom is in...
Kathy Bates,
Kathy Bates. Yeah, what's she in? What's the Stephen King one? Misery.
Misery, yeah.
And, yeah, that one's all right, I guess.
Henry Winkler.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes that you have to put a movie in a different place on the list because of a certain one person, like Julie Kavner. You're just like, oh, no way.
Yeah, no way. She's in The Simpsons. Yeah. Anything to say about Waterboy? His mate in it is fucking D'Angelo Barksdale in The Wire.
Oh, yeah.
My new favorite show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've only watched the first series, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. It sure is.
Yeah, and if you go on that guy's... IMDb, his number one listed film is the Waterboy. Yeah. Over the Wire. Yeah. What some people consider the best TV show of all time.
Yeah, well, still not a movie, is it?
No, this is not an Adam Sandler movie.
No.
Number 10, Billy Madison.
Mm, crap. Didn't enjoy it. Was silly.
Why did we put it at number 10 then? You telling me this now? This list is written in stone. I have to carve this in with my bare hands.
Yeah. Carved into the glass of your phone.
Yeah.
Well, it was...
No, I tell you what.
It's not good.
I tell you one good bit about it that kind of redeems it for me. I kind of remember his name now. The guy that died.
O'Doyle rules.
Nah, the bus driver.
Oh yeah, Chris Farley. Yeah,
Chris Farley.
Yeah.
That's the best bit about it.
Mm. Yeah, because he's just like physically really funny.
Yeah, he's so funny. He's just like, I don't know, just seeing him move and shit and like on that bus and he's like, I'll turn this bus around. And he just like he holds his breath and he's just getting redder and redder.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. He's great. There's definitely some funny bits in it. Especially because it's one of the old ones that we used to watch, well, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It is like, you watch it now and you're just like, what the fuck? It's like seeing yourself tear up a house or whatever when you were a kid, you know? Yeah, like,
oh my God, I hate you.
You're just having fun when you're younger, but then when you see kids doing that now, you're like, you fucking monster.
How fucking dare you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a bit like that. You're just like, this movie is out of control.
Yeah, man, you undisrespectful fuck. Number 9, Mr. Deeds.
Yeah.
This one's fine as well.
It's kind of fine, isn't it?
There's a load of these that are just like... I guess we watched them and they were probably the week before we watched Mr. Deeds. We watched like Rain Over Me.
Yeah.
And we were just so low, just thinking about like 9/11.
Yeah, I know.
And then like we watched Mr. D's, we're like, oh, this one's pretty good. Yeah. It's like a really good movie.
Yeah. It's like no consequences at all. It's just like, it's telling each other jokes.
Yeah.
And he has a black foot.
Yeah. And the tennis player in it like can jump over cars. And he's like, I'm going to show you the real New York. And then they just go throw eggs at cars.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, they get a pack of cigars and just hurl fresh eggs.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And Deeds is loving it, man.
Yeah, Longfellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think because it's based on like an old story, they didn't have to try very hard to get us to like write it. And it's sort of, sometimes that can benefit because it just doesn't...
Yeah, they're just
it's
like...
It's almost like the movie is asleep. Like, it doesn't need to do anything.
It's asleep. The movie's asleep.
It doesn't need to...
But no, I know what you mean. It's just like, they just go from scene to scene. They're like, okay, what happens next? And they just, like, put the VCR back on. Okay, yeah, exactly. So then this happens. Yeah. And then also, like, what can we do that's funny?
Yeah. So you got a black foot, and then also, like, the guy makes a sandwich, or, I don't know, just go.
Yeah.
Move it.
Best bit of that film? We talked about it earlier. David Bowie in the cockpit of the plane. Ground control to Major Tom. That's a great bit.
Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. But don't go in.
Okay. This is where we get into unknown territory. No, we do. I mean, but number 8. The week of. What? What is it doing there, man?
Well... I don't know.
Explain to me the story of The Week Of.
The Week Of is a slice of life family...
You know what? Let's leave it there.
It's a family story where they're preparing to have a wedding, and it's just like a whole slew of characters. It's sort of shot on like handheld, and there's some occasional like flourishes of like slapstick, like with the bats.
The bats. Steve Buscemi's gigantic. Dad dies.
Yeah, his dad.
So then he's like on his deathbed, tells him about all the shit that he did, like wanking. Where he used to heat up a Ziploc bag full of Bestquick and Bisquick
and
fucked it.
Yeah.
He also used to fuck the vacuum cleaner and shit. And his uncle's got no legs. So Adam Sandler just has to carry him everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know why. It just is quite a fun movie. I actually sort of recommend that. Like, you know, with the caveat of, like, it is a nonsense Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But it's, like,
it's
just
kind of grounded more than the other
yeah.
ones are, though.
Yeah, and it's just, like, every scene has, like, 15 characters in it or whatever. But it's sort of in a good way. Like, they're yeah. all just, it's mayhem all the time. They're all talking over each other. And he just is, like, this weird guy. He's, like, a weird schemer. Like, what he's trying to, like, he works in, like, hotels or whatever, but they're like cheap, like
yeah. Isn't he like a handyman or something?
Yeah, and then his daughter is getting married to somebody whose dad is like really rich, which is Chris Rock, and he's like
a surgeon. Yeah.
Instead of being like you guys to host the wedding, he's like no, it's fine, it's fine. And it's just like really, I don't know. Yeah.
My favorite scene was it's a controversial one. Was mm-hmm. when he's out the front and there's these two just like black guys going past the house and he's like, oh, here you are, guys, come on in. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
And they just like invites him in.
Yeah.
And then they kind of make eye contact with the other members of the family and they're just like, just shaking their heads. Yeah. Kind of like, don't worry about it, man.
Yeah. Totally, yeah.
Well, that was great.
It was quite funny. Yeah. Yeah. There's some funny bits in it.
Everyone has contact lenses and glasses and shit, remember? Like, there's just a woman with, like crazy cat-eye contacts.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone is... Who is it? So a family member works in an optometrist.
Yeah, one of their, like, mums or something. I think it's, like, one of those movies where there's, like, a few, like, running jokes throughout it. Like, they mention something, a bunch of the movie happens, then later on you see that character and they've done the thing that they're talking about. Like getting contacts, or they've got like new glasses or like a new haircut or whatever. And it's just like, because there's so many different characters, they can have a few of those jokes.
For sure.
I don't know. It was quite high energy.
The misunderstood Adam Sandler film.
Yes.
I'm kind of thinking maybe we rewatch that one and Jack and Jill.
Interesting, yes. At the same time.
Number 7, Big Daddy. Is this our first... no, it's not the first good film. It's still like
it's okay though, isn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
It's like lime green.
Yeah, and it's daft because they're like pissing and stuff.
Yeah.
But it is a basic real movie.
Sometimes when a kid comes to your door, you're going to get piss and shit all over the floor. And then you're going to get controlled by a demon. There was some demon
that's
all right
because your name is Big Daddy, man, Big Daddy.
Great song.
Yeah.
The kid in it, he's now like popular. He's in the worst TV show I've ever watched, Riverdale.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. CW, man. I'm just like, what?
You've been watching Sabrina?
No, I watched like one episode and I was like, this is not for me.
Yeah.
I remember watching like 10 minutes. No, not even. It was like 4 minutes of Riverdale.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the worst shit I've ever seen. I can't believe it. And it's still going.
It is
still going,
yeah.
There's a whole network dedicated to that fucking wank of just shite acting. Like, have you ever watched The Flash or any of those DC shows?
Yeah. I've seen a few episodes of The Flash. Arrow, that's a really bad one.
Yeah, okay.
What are the other ones?
DC's The Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Batgirl, Supergirl,
yeah.
Riverdale. They're all fucking shit.
They're so bad.
It's just the acting. People say like, yeah, no, but I watch it for the action. Or the I'm like, I can just not take
you
it
got,
seriously.
Yeah. Like with Arrow, people legit say the first 3 seasons are bad, but then it starts to get good.
I'm like, that's like, not a good show.
That's not a good ratio. Yeah. I don't want to, like, there's 9 seasons of it or whatever.
72 episodes are shit.
Yeah.
And then episode 73 is like,
hours
okay.
of your life. It's like, yeah, it's fine. And you're just like, that's sort of like inoculation. Like, at that point, you're just so numb to those characters.
Someone was talking to me about an album they liked, and they were like, yeah, no, it's like, there's one good song on it. I'm like, yeah, but if you say the album's 10 songs and one is good, if you gave me a meal and I liked and I liked 10% of that meal, I would say that's a shit meal, you know?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. You
know, if 30%, I don't know how many seasons Arrow's got.
No, it's quite a few, I think, yeah.
Too many.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think
past
it's
the one season point.
Exactly, yeah.
That's too many.
Yeah.
It's fucking shit.
Yeah, they're really bad. But
what has that got to do with Big Daddy? Oh yeah, the kid is in the Riverdale. What race does
season
Rob
eight.
Schneider fuck off?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my god.
That's like more comics. That's more episodes than there are comics.
Yeah. 5 seasons of The Flash.
Jesus.
Amazing. They're just like big factories. You just keep churning them out.
I can't believe it.
A strong economy.
Who the fuck is watching that shit, man?
Millions.
Just Americans, right?
Oh, yeah, probably. Right?
I don't know.
Who knows? What has it got to do with Big Daddy?
The boy in it. The baby in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's in Riverdale now. Or one of them is.
Yeah.
What race of human does Rob Schneider play in this film?
I can't remember. What does he do in this movie?
He's a delivery man.
Oh, yeah. And he's the same delivery guy is in You Don't Mess With the Zohan.
No, in Mr. Deeds.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that makes less sense. No, I guess they're both set in New York. York. Yeah.
Because, do you remember his famous line in Mr. Deeds? It's a cat.
Yeah, it's a cat. Yeah.
But then he's like, hey man, let's, when you get, come around tomorrow, I'll Mexican wrestle you. And he's like, ha, you're on or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's dead for like 2 days. Like he blacks out. That's not good. That's damage to the brain.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I quite like Big Daddy. It was all right.
It was a New York film. Like
it was,
Taxi
isn't it?
Driver.
Yes. Yeah.
Or Joker.
Yeah, it was better than Joker.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
The kid was smarter than Joker. Smarter than Arthur.
Yeah. Number 6. The Meyerowitz Stories. I really liked that one.
Yeah,
though.
I liked that one as well. I would recommend that one to people.
Not I just like, as an Adam Sandler film, just as a movie. Yeah.
That's one that where you really crosses over, where you're like, you don't even need to.
Man, we're into good territory
you
now.
Totally. You don't even need to know that he's in that movie. I would recommend it, like, just as a movie to watch. If somebody's like, I feel like watching a movie about, like, New York families or whatever.
Yeah, New York families. And
for you.
Yeah. And it's got all your favorites. You got Dustin Hoffman, you got Ben Stiller, and you got Adam Sandler. And someone else is in it as well, like someone famous.
Yeah.
But they're playing. Oh, Sigourney Weaver's in it. Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my friend Sigourney.
Yeah.
What?
Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Duh.
She's also in Finding Dory.
Yeah.
Yeah. The aquarium that Dory used to live at is like sponsored by.
Oh yeah.
Sigourney Weaver or something. She's like, "Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
And
that's
welcome
right.
to the aquarium or whatever. Yeah.
Random."
So she got some voiceover work done.
Yeah.
For that one.
Yeah, the Meyerowitz Stories is by, what's his name? The guy that made Marriage Story recently.
Yep, Noah.
Noah Baumbach. Yeah,
Baumbach.
Yeah. Baumbach.
Yeah.
He has lots of like those types of just like family drama, talking movies.
Have you watched Marriage Story?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to maybe watch it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's good. It's a little bit like an open nerve type movie because they're like really shouting at each other and shit.
Yeah.
But it's also less about that than what you'd expect. Because you get movies like, you know, on those like romance movie channels or whatever that are just arguing.
What channels is that?
I have no idea. But you get those movies that are just arguing or they're just the pain of divorce or like, you know, whatever. But Marriage Story
Blue Valentine. That's a good
one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's like, this is horrible.
Yeah, it's really
Who
horrible.
Who wants to be in this relationship?
Yeah, but Marriage Story is also Lawyer Story. Like, it's not just about them. It's about, like, the process of getting divorced and how weird it is and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Also, great cast.
Yeah.
But is it a better cast than the Meyerowitz Stories?
Nah.
Is it not?
Maybe, actually, because it's got Laura Dern, Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta's in it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You got
Kylo Ren.
You got Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Yeah. The Sun. Don't know what he's in. He hasn't done shit, has
he?
Yeah,
fuck that guy.
Yeah, little cunt.
Dickhead.
But my favorite character in... Oh, no, there's some... No, actually, yeah. Meyerowitz Stories wins out because I just remembered that Emma Thompson.
Oh yeah,
is the mum who's just drunk all the time. She crashes the
car. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like a really shit cook.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
She's, what does she say about the chicken? She's like, oh, I left the necks on for anyone who's adventurous.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
The daughter's really cool.
Yeah.
Brainy child.
Yeah.
Genius kid. She just makes really weird. Oh, yeah,
she makes really weird art movies.
There's
just
nude scenes. Yeah,
and just her like shrieking and like saying random words. And everyone in the family watches them and it's like, she's getting really good.
Yeah. I didn't know what to pick between a penis or a vagina, so I had both. I am Pagina Man.
Yeah.
It's just her pissing backwards into a urinal but standing up. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Great film.
Yeah.
Number five, Funny People.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
We definitely watched it at a quicker speed. If we had watched it at a regular speed, would it have been as good? Because that's 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it's too long. It's too long.
I love the female lead in it.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I can never remember her name. It's like...
Husband
Samantha something?
No.
And Elman something?
No. It's what's his name's wife? Judd Apatow's wife. Right?
Yeah.
Is her name like Leah?
Lelgungo.
Lola.
Galum. Leslie Mann.
Leslie Mann.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's
she's
quite
great.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Eric Banner's in it.
Eric Banner.
He
he's
talks
funny.
About. I've forgotten her name again. From Charlie's Angels. Yeah. Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's into St. Kilda. He's Aussie.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen's in it. Jonah Hill's in it.
Yeah. James Taylor is in it.
Yeah.
Fuck Facebook.
Fuck Facebook.
Yeah, that's a pretty fun one. It's a classic. I think that was really, like, years ago. That was one where I was like, Adam Sandler in a serious movie? How strange.
But then, like, I remember watching that with some of my friends who were maybe less into film and just wanted to watch an Adam Sandler film. And then they watch it and they were like, that one's fucking shit. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, but it's not really supposed to be.
Yeah. It's so long ago that people went to see it expecting to see slapstick bullshit.
It's,
kind
of, it's like the sleeper agent, like Watership Down.
Yeah, when you watch it, you accidentally want to become a stand-up comedian slash
cancer patient.
Yeah.
Also, his doctor is like the guy from Die Hard.
Oh yeah, but he's actually not.
He could be.
Yeah.
It could be his son.
He looks exactly like him.
Yeah.
And Eminem is in it.
Yeah, dude. Because remember the other day we were talking about Eminem just being like an angry white man.
Yeah, totally.
You want to fuck me, Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I thought everyone liked you, man.
Yeah.
Hello, Marshall.
Yeah, hello, Marshall.
No, Marshall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. There's also a bunch of like made-up films.
Yeah.
It kind of would fit into Adam Sandler's repertoire.
Yeah, some you just see the poster of in the background, and others you see little clips of.
Yeah. There's the Merman.
Yeah.
It's like Leslie Mann's actual kids are watching it. And they're like laughing and shit. And he's oh, man. But then there's also one where he's in a hot dog eating competition. Mm-hmm. Justin Long is his son.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, Dad, you don't have to do this.
Yeah.
This will never bring mom back. Yeah. It's all I have.
Yeah.
Stuffing his face with hot dogs.
Yeah. There's also the one where he becomes a baby. Actually, no. That's when Justin Long is his son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, we have to go and see the wizard to get you turned back into a person.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great. Imagine having to watch that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Be better than Pixels.
Sure would.
Yeah.
It would be like number 19, 20.
Yeah. No, probably not. Man. I'm thinking 27 around there. Yeah. Around Reign Over Me territory.
Ugh, yeah.
What have we got after that? Have a guess.
What's next? Happy Gilmore?
Happy Gilmore, number 4. Great. It is good.
Yeah.
I was thinking then, does it deserve to be there? It actually is like
good it's
timing.
Solid, really funny,
well-paced
type of comedy.
Yeah.
It does have like random stuff. Like the girl...
Yep.
It like starts out as a character, but then just becomes his girlfriend. And then he also just like randomly fantasizes about her in lingerie and stuff.
And yeah.
Just, and she
Gene
just
Simmons
disappears as a character.
And dwarves.
Just like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
But at least the movie is like not trying
good.
To do anything.
The two villains are good.
Yeah.
Do you remember who the second villain is?
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
There's that guy, and then there's also Ben Stiller.
Yeah, totally.
He's like, you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
The cut we watched, he didn't get his comeuppance.
No, totally. No. Which is sinister.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. It. Bottom of the list. Fuck that movie.
Yeah.
You know, that one's great. And the pacing's just really well. It's over. Yeah. It's like 88 minutes.
Yeah, you don't have to watch it sped up or anything.
No.
It's real tight.
Yeah.
Running time. You just like really appreciate a lean product.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah. That one's great. Up next, we have number 3, the newest Adam Sandler film, Uncut Gems.
Oh, yeah.
What can you say about this film?
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
I think he was snubbed, man. I think this was snubbed at the Oscars.
At the Oscars, yeah. I think they got a Best Director nomination.
They didn't get anything.
They did.
No. I think it's no noms at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I think there was something, wasn't there?
Nah, nothing. It won like...
I was chatting to somebody.
The Indie Awards.
I was chatting to somebody about this movie and they were talking about the opening, just after the opening scene. When there's the like weird, it zooms into the jewel.
Yep.
And then there's this weird, like spacey, like trippy kind of sequence of like colors and lights and stuff.
Straight to blood. Yep.
And they were like, it was amazing. They were just talking about that specific bit and they were like, it's beautiful. That I've never, like, it looks so cool. And then I was just like nodding, like, yeah, it does. It looks really cool. But then it immediately becomes a butthole.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Like, it didn't, you would never expect somebody to be. Like, to use that word to describe the opening of Uncut Gems is beautiful.
Beautiful. Like, Adam Sandler's insides.
Yeah, where exactly.
Where all the black pickles are made.
Yeah.
Come on, tell me about the noms.
Oh, yeah. It got,
snubbed.
Random, what's it called? Like, Independent Spirit Awards. New York Film Critics Award.
Yeah, but no Oscar. No but Academy no Oscars, Awards. Yeah. That's bullshit, man.
I know, because it was super solid.
Because the fucking Joker got some...
Yeah, I know, exactly. And Uncut Gems is a million times better than the Joker.
Yeah, I mean, Parasite deservedly won best film, you know?
Totally.
Great film.
Yeah.
Uncut Gems should have been up there.
Yeah.
I don't know about second.
I feel like the Joker should have been Uncut Gems. Like, if he just... what's his name?
Arthur.
Brett Ratner or whatever in Uncut Gems, like... Whatever his character name was.
I can't remember.
He could have become, Howard Ratner or whatever.
Yeah.
He could have become the Joker at the end. Because he just never stops like trying to bet stuff and scheme or whatever.
Yeah, next minute. I bet all of Wayne Manor.
Yeah.
You don't own Wayne Manor. Yes, I do.
I will when I win this bet. Yeah. That doesn't even make sense, sir. Ah!
Great movie. But you know what's a better movie? Number 2, Punch Drunk Love. Great film.
Yeah.
It's like a, I don't know, it's hectic. See, Uncut Gems is like anxiety inducing, right?
Yeah.
That's just because the character, he just does all this shit.
Yeah, and there's so much like overlapping dialogue.
Yeah, and
like,
it just keeps on going and you just like, just when the stakes get too high, he's just like, I'm going to bet it all again.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I just can't help it, you know?
Yeah.
What I really liked about Punch Drunk Love is you get that same sense, but it's from the score.
Yeah. Yeah, it's from the like the way the movie's shot.
And long, drawn-out scenes where he, back and forth, chatting with different people, phones are ringing.
Yeah, totally.
Forklifts are crashing into like... There's that one scene, I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
People are coming around to like... they're going to buy like toilet plungers off him. And he's like, these ones are indestructible. It's a new model. And then the first one he gets, he hits against the table and it just explodes. He's like, yeah, these aren't the new ones.
Yeah. It's a really strange movie as well. I think they definitely share a lot of similarities like that in Uncut Gems, which is like partly why Uncut Gems is so cool. Cause it's like, it references like lots of other aspects of his career. But Punch Drunk Love is like a really early one where they just you just would not expect to see him in such a movie. Isn't
it's it? It's great. It's fantastic. And I mean, like, it just shows that Adam Sandler is a talented performer.
Yeah.
It's just all about the director and if he actually wants to put any effort into it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And he obviously doesn't most of the time.
No, because like the directors are just like Dennis Dugan. He's like Powell.
Yeah, exactly.
Who directs Just Go With It and fucking probably Jack and Jill and Grown-Ups too. Yeah,
totally.
Like you said it previously, the directors that he picks are just like aren't going to interfere. Have no like artistic vision that they want to like throw.
They just need to point the camera, organize the set or whatever, tell people what to do.
Put that joint out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Or hold it behind your back at least.
Yeah.
Just stand in the frame.
Yeah.
And say the thing about
I'll edit a pickle in post. Yeah. Instead.
Yeah.
Number one. The Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer.
It's like a perfect rom-com, man.
It is a bit,
I love it. And arguably, Punch Drunk Love, Uncut Gems, Happy Gilmore. No, not Happy Gilmore. Those two, at least, My Own Stories, are better movies.
Yeah.
Sense of, like,
yeah, it's difficult.
And shit.
Yeah, exactly. In terms of, like, being a serious, kind of real cinema movie.
Absolutely. The funnest movie, without a doubt, is The Wedding Singer.
Somehow it just has, like, innate, like, lightness and charm.
It's great.
It doesn't have any weird, uncomfortable, like, trench parts where you just feel, like, weighed down or anything.
Trench parts,
you're just, like, trudging through loads of mud.
Yeah.
It just somehow glosses over everything.
Like in 1917, did you watch that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the bit where they're just, like, walking through no man's land? There's just bodies everywhere.
Totally, yeah.
That's how I feel like.
Reminds me of the game Biomenace.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. Difficult level, that. No Man's Land.
Oh, okay.
So many bombs.
Nice.
But once you get the hang of it, you can fucking cane it all the way through.
Nice.
Get to the end, fight the giant mouse guy or whatever he was. Can't remember. Brain Man. Something.
Brain Man.
Good game.
Wedding Singer, a good movie.
Yeah.
I love the chemistry.
Yeah.
I love the villain.
Oh, yeah.
I love his pal. I love his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
The guy from fucking Frank Sirico or something. Is that his name? Or is Frank Sirico an actor in The Sopranos? I'm not sure. He's an Italian mobster-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
The other waitress, Christine, Ben Stiller's wife.
Yeah.
She's fun. The old lady that he gives piano lessons to, Rosie, she's great.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's just a really nice movie. Yeah.
Alexis is great.
Yeah.
Playing songs. All the songs are good. Adam Sandler's a fun singer.
Yeah.
There's the bit at the... Fuck, what's it called? Bar Mitzvah.
Oh, yeah.
Where Bruce Bogtrotter touches Drew Barrymore's ass.
Yep.
That's maybe the only problematic bit of the film.
Yeah.
Because then Adam Sandler gets a little girl to touch his ass.
Yeah.
He touches her ass.
Yeah.
Let's ignore that bit, though.
You're just like, well, I can see you're just trying to be nice. Just like even out or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
At least it's not like his dick or something.
It was the 80s. Yeah, exactly.
That'd be weird.
It would be.
What else can I say about that film? The DeLorean, the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Billy Idol.
Yeah, Billy Idol's in it. Yeah, it's short as well. It has like a really tight rom-com structure. There's no fatty, shitey bits.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just in this list, when you're comparing like Adam Sandler movies to one another.
It also probably has the best Steve Buscemi cameo in it.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the best one? Is that or Billy Madison?
Yeah.
Billy Madison is where he's like, calls him up. Hey man, I'm really sorry I bullied you. Like I was, you know, I'm like a different person now.
Yeah,
I'm really
yeah.
sorry about that. And he's like, hey, it's fine. And
yeah.
He goes and marks his name off a kill list.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But the one in The Wedding Singer, I think, is better when he's like the best man at the wedding at the start, but he's like so drunk.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, yeah, when you ask me to be my better man, I was like, sure, man, because you've always been there for me.
Yeah.
Like the time I lost my car. Like, yeah. He's like, Dad always says, why can't you be more like your brother? Harold would never beat up his landlord.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
And then he picks up the guitar and he's playing and he's like, self-taught.
Yeah.
And then he plays at the end at Adam's wedding.
I know this much is true.
Great bit, man.
Oh, classic.
I'm going to leave out us chatting about Alpha and Bromega, the tentative hands of the uprising man. Because, I mean, like, what more can we say about that film?
Movie.
Number zero on
just
the list.
Just wait till, I don't know, the Donald Trump, like, ban is lifted or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, I want to ask you a couple of questions about this.
Okay.
Who's your favorite actor in all of the film? Well, favorite actor and their character in all of the films?
I don't know. I sort of like Howard from Uncut Gems.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, yeah, okay. That's probably right? a better question to ask. Which is your favorite character that Adam plays?
Yeah. Howard? I feel like a lot of them are this kind of, like, gray mush of, like, they're not really significantly different characters.
No, and, like we talked about last week, like, Adam's just, like, amazing in everything. Like, and just go with it.
He went to medical school, passed it
with flying colors without ever reading a book.
Yeah, exactly. He just has to be unbelievably talented.
His only flaw is he used to have a big nose, but then he got rid of it, so now he's flawless.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just a movie about flawless people doing things together. It's like, no, that's not right.
It's not how it works.
Yeah.
Favorite scene of any movie?
I don't know. I can't remember these specifics. What favorite scene? The tumbleweed. He becomes tumbleweed. He doesn't just kick up dust to make it seem like there's tumbleweed.
Yeah. Least favorite scene? Anything that stands tumbleweed. Out. Anything that stands out in any of the films that you just like, that was so bad.
Yeah, the stuff in Click, really, I really don't like that. You know, the menu screen stuff is shit.
Yeah, the making of bit.
Yeah, exactly. And the stuff where at the end where he's like old and he's like, family doesn't matter, son or whatever. And he's just like, oh.
Yeah, and Christopher Walken is the angel of
he's
death.
He's the angel of death. Excuse me? Who do you think I am?
Yeah. Oh man, that film was fucked.
Powerfully bad.
Yeah,
I think so. What about you?
That's up there. Definitely the Pixels bit, man. Like,
yeah,
the Pixels bits with fucking that little
Josh Gad.
Josh Gad's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
But the bits with the fucking little orange thing that they get is like the trophy. Then turns into Q-Bert. Then at the end, Josh Gad's all upset because like there was a video game character that's like this knife. She's from some fucking movie. She's pixelated as fuck.
Yeah.
And he's obsessed with this pixelated person.
Yeah.
And then he kisses her or something.
Yeah.
She turns into a good alien drone. And then at the end, all the aliens leave. So
yeah.
She has to leave, and then so Q-Bert's upset, and he turns into the fucking alien woman. And Josh
but then
Gad's
don't they have
happy.
Babies?
They do, and they're all Q-Berts.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Jesus! Stop making my brain think things.
Pixels
like that.
Is the worst film.
Fucking haunted
like, besides
movies.
Going overboard because that's just unwatchable. But Pixels is fucking bad. I remember I put on Facebook, "Fuck this movie," and someone commented back with an angry face.
Yeah.
Because they love that movie.
Excuse me. You are not more qualified than us to say which is the shittest out of all of these movies.
I am. I've seen them all.
Yeah.
It's fucking shit.
Exactly. The Longest Yard. You can put that in your sock drawer. Take it with you when you move house. I don't give a shit what you think.
I want to say a quick thank you to the guests and to the listeners. But thanks to the guests for coming on and
Hanging out. I mean, we got another movie specifically.
Got a couple more guests in the pipeline.
Yeah, we also have it's an open ended. At least the Adam Sandler project is over.
Because he's still making movies, man.
So far, yeah, it's over for now, almost. Because he needs to be Grown Ups too. Which we'll do next week sometime, maybe. But we still are like we're not gonna quit podcasting.
I don't know, man. I think we've peaked.
We got Happy Madison movies to do.
We do.
And there's a lot of them that I've never heard of and never seen.
We have to watch.
Just like another
20 movies.
Yeah.
We've watched
a couple
of them already.
It's important to know what are they doing.
I think.
Is it?
Some of these might be as bad, but we have to kind of rank them in their own list, right?
Yeah.
Because we can't really compare them to Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
But maybe we get a separate list going where they would rank. If we just all put them lumping them together.
Yeah, the extended list. Extended ranking.
I'm just thankful that Josh Gad is in no more than one. And
so far.
I can't wait to watch me some Kevin James movies.
Oh, yeah, I know. I hear you.
Because, I've tried to watch Paul Blart: Mall Cop 2 on at least one occasion. Oh, I think twice, actually.
Yeah, I know. It is a true chore
of
a movie. Like, it really, really doesn't give you any...
anything. Nothing at all.
Doesn't give you a chance.
Whereas, I think I've pushed through some of the Adam Sandler films because, I mean, we have to watch them, right?
Sure, yeah.
I have to watch these films now. I have no choice. I just have to go and watch fucking Paul Blart: Mall Cop 2.
Yeah.
Some of these films I have watched.
Here Comes
the Boom. Here Comes the Boom. I mean, fuck Kevin James.
What about
Dads
or whatever?
Father of the Year. That's a pretty new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is one that I saw in the cinema called Master of Disguise.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was about 9 when I watched it.
Yeah.
I remember leaving the cinema saying that's the worst movie I've ever seen at age 9. And my mum and her friend, I went with me and my friends.
Right.
Who were three brothers.
Yeah.
And their mum and my mum took us.
Right.
And I just feel so bad that my mum and you know, this other woman had to sit through that with us.
I can't wait.
And now me, as an adult, I'm revisiting this movie.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you do. You retread the footprints in the sand.
That is true.
I'm going to play a song.
Okay.
You got any more points?
Nah. Notes? Just listen back to all the episodes.
Yeah, do. And don't worry if you haven't seen the movie. We've watched it for you.
Yeah.
Listen back to find out what you missed.
It's funnier that way.
Or what
I'm
missed
telling
you. Think of it as though people are throwing knives at your head and they're just missing. And then we show you the footage of it just missing. You're like, fuck, that was close. Yeah, exactly. That's why you should never watch Sandy Wexler.
Yeah, just listen to us watch it.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah, whatever.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Yeah, well,
that is out of tune. Just play it out of tune. It'll be better.
Footprints in the sand, words in the sand. Footprints and walking around in the sand. Walking in the sand, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Sometimes it can be too late at night to make up a song.
I think you start again.
Thanks for listening to this list of what movies are bad and what ones are okay that you should maybe watch if you have the chance. And there's a few that are really recommendable. I would recommend them to my mama and dad. I would say You gotta watch this movie. It looks like a jewel driving through space, but then it turns out to be inside a colonoscopy. And maybe you should watch the one where, yeah, I don't know, says something about the wedding singer. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Welcome to Footprints in the Sand. Oh no, hang on, I already did that. See you guys.
Thanks for listening.